This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
Really excited to welcome food blogger and travel writer Ashita to the studio, the author of Ashita Unblogged. Hello, you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're wearing blue, so you're bang on brand with Dubai Eye.
I did it purposely.
You're a good woman. Now, I want to get to know you and understand your foodie philosophy and what you get out of food writing as well. So we're going to do a bit of a quick fire round.
Okay.
Are you game?
Yes.
How long have you been in Dubai?
Almost 20 years.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have some more questions about this then.
Yeah.
Do you have a day job or is food writing your full-time job? Or how does it work?
Food writing is my full-time job. That's my day job.
That's a dream
and
job.
Night job. Yeah, as well.
And weekend job.
Yes.
And when you're on holiday job.
Absolutely.
You have two kids, nine and 14. Where are your favourite kind of casual, going out with the kids kind of places?
I don't know whether that's going to be their favorite joints, but we love casual setups. So by the beach and, definitely not very. And especially right now, the trend is also, if you see the big restaurants, the high-end restaurants, they're also turning very casual.
Mm-hmm.
So we love the budget eats.
What are their favorite foods?
They love everything.
You're so lucky. But if you're into food, you've probably brought them into food from an early age as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think what happened mostly at home is that I come from Bengal, so even the food journey is quite a bit of a rediscovering myself,
mm-hmm.
and learning about my culture. And, as you grow old, you start missing your own food and you start rediscovering and learning everything. And so I think they have also incorporated those very organically, not in a forced way.
They've been with you for that journey.
Yes.
We're going to be hearing more about your travels later as well. What about favourite fine dining? Where do you go for a treat?
It differs. My husband has a very...
Forget your husband, Ashita. Where do you like to go?
I love Nobu. I love, I love Tresend.
Oh.
Carnival by Tresend.
Do you know what? I'm desperate to go because I think they're doing something like a 16-course tasting menu as part of the food festival, which sounds mind-blowing.
Yes, I was just, before coming, I was talking to the restaurant staff and it sounds quite amazing because I think that's also a trend right now in the Dubai dining scene where these collabs between different chefs, different restaurants are a big thing. So they
I think
are doing,
it's great because yes. in cities around the world, London's, New York's, maybe not Paris so much, but you do have these chef communities and you have these chefs going out after hours and sharing their suppliers. And, it can be quite an antisocial job. And I think seeing these collabs, it just means that perhaps we're seeing more of a chef community
yes.
growing in Dubai, which can only be a good thing.
And definitely. And it's not only just cuisine from a different, from one particular region, but actually different, it's not a fusion also. I mean, I think we are past that age where that trend of fusion and a bit of a confusion there has stopped. And
it's
now
about creativity.
Yeah. And I think it's like signature dishes from two different chefs or two different restaurants come together, have a collab.
Let's go back to my quickfire round.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, what is the best dish in Dubai? If you have a friend in town for one day, like, right, you're not allowed to go back to the airport until you've eaten this one thing.
I will take them for a.
Do you go street food or do you go high end?
No, not high end at all. I'll take them to a place like Barjil Guest House near the Shindaga, where you have you get a flair of the
Bukater for fish.
The city. Absolutely,
a chips Oman sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we're talking about Bukater, I just want to share a tip because Bukater is always very crowded.
Always.
So they there is a small restaurant again called Al Faner, just opposite the new Bukater. And they are also very good.
For anyone who hasn't been to Bukater, how would you describe it? Because in its previous form,
it was
just
distinctive.
It was like a porter cabin with plastic furniture on the sand and you weren't allowed to sit down until your food was ready.
Yeah.
And now they're in a new space. And what do you think it's like?
I loved the previous version, but this is also, all of us evolved through times.
And they were busy, hey?
Yeah, they were very busy.
Welcome more people.
Yes, yeah. But still, if you see now, you don't miss something until you have tasted something. So for us, we are comparing it to something that was there. But the food is still the same.
It's phenomenal. What I find really interesting about Bukit Teh is you see all different nationalities coming and everyone's bringing their own different spices or sauces. And I find it so interesting.
And I think that's, you know, places like Bukit Teh or Ravi's in Dubai are quite levelers in that
way. Definitely.
Because you have the richest of the
lot. Who just want really good food.
Yeah, and they just, and there is no waiting list, there is no standing time. You stand in a line and it doesn't matter which part of the world or which...
Yeah, how much you're earning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree. I think it's a really valuable thing in the city. But yeah, those prawns and the prata. So good.
And the gravy.
The gravy.
With the secret ingredients.
I've asked.
Yes, I've asked many times. I think both of us should go on together and
maybe we need to have a Dubai Eye night.
I know.
Bukit Teh. And it's such a bargain as well. Yeah. Love it. All right. The worst thing you've ever eaten?
In Dubai?
Ever. Are there any foods that you don't like?
I don't like food with a lot of texture, like haleem. You know, like I love biryani, I love khichri, gravies, everything. But something that is too much of a mishmash is, you know, I think I get stuck. So, like, there is a Rajasthani dish as well called, I think, curry. You know, these things I don't like. I don't like mishmash.
Now, you bring together food and travel, so I need to ask, what do you think is the best city in the world for food?
Now, what is this, Helen? I mean,
come on.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, you're here, you have the microphone, you need to earn your keep.
But this is, I mean, every city has its own speciality, and I don't do this. Don't ask me to pick.
Is it like picking a child?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
We won't.
Inspiration for staying in or going out. We've got you covered.
Filling your tummies this afternoon with ideas and inspiration as a joined by food blogger Shiti Bisaha. We've had one from Lydia. She is asking, looking to take guests to Al Seif, any restaurants around there worth visiting? What's your take, Ashita?
Al Seif is a new development there, but I also love the place, the Bastakya, the original one. And there are a lot of restaurants like Arabian Tea House. I mean, it's not a new one, but
it's gorgeous.
I mean, I have so much of nostalgia associated with Arabian Tea House. And then there are a lot of these restaurants there. You'll see it's named Beth El something. So if you enter, they mostly look very empty, but actually the food served is excellent. And all these houses are decorated just like Beth. Beth means house. So Emirati homes and amazing food.
So don't be afraid to explore.
No, absolutely not.
We had the couple who founded Mitra on the show on Chef's Table a couple of weeks ago. I haven't been yet, but the food there sounds really interesting. Kind of a new take on some Indian classics. They were having like chicken in a cone and all sorts of interesting things. So the Mitra looked amazing, and it's over the water as well, a bit of a floating restaurant vibe. But Arabian Tea House for breakfast is really very special.
Even lunch or dinner. I mean, the entire ambience is very different. Talking about Indian restaurants, I think it's quite a trend in the recent times to have different Indian restaurants. Like you mentioned Mitra, then there is one in Mohalla in D3 Design District.
Really cool one.
Yeah, and then I just visited Vineet Bhatia's new casual eatery called India.
I find it interesting that he's obviously such a celebrated chef and has that space where he can do the high-end cooking, but now is looking to turn his hand to the more casual dining and thankfully some lower prices as well. Is that reflected in the menu?
Yes, absolutely. Because I think that is the way to go forward, because gone are the days when you would walk into a restaurant with a very stiff ambience. Mm-hmm. People
and a
like
very fat
to,
wallet.
Very, yeah, people love to... It's a family thing and on the beach. And again, it's all... sharing platters, and I think I found the pricing very interesting. It was like flat pricing, 44 dirhams, 55 dirhams, 65 dirhams, like that, 75.
So what's on the menu then at India by Vineet?
So it's a very casual snacks and casual, as I said, it's a casual sharing menu, and everything comes. It's nice if you're going in a group, because then you can order four or five things, and the presentation is not overtly done. No molecular, thankfully.
Nothing crazy.
But extremely clever. And the taste is, you know, I think he's focusing on the actual taste. Like we tasted these, for desserts, we tasted samosas and filled with more like a gajar ka halwa, the halwa.
Ooh,
with
yum.
It sounds very different, but it's a take on his signature dish, I think, in Rasoi in London, where he has chocolate filling.
He does,
chocolate.
Yeah.
Samosas.
A question is saying, any restaurants with a mountain view anywhere in the UAE, wouldn't that be great? Try the one at Jebel Jais, not even a restaurant. The only ones I've been to are at the top of Jebel Hafiq when you were at the Mercure Grand. And it's lovely, but I'm pretty sure you have to be a guest to be
is
there.
It? But yeah. I'm sure if there is a lot of demand and a lot of your readers or listeners are asking, we will be having a mountain-facing restaurant by the next.
Also, Hatterfort Hotel, yes, Hatterfort Hotel is lovely for that. And they've just had a big refurb recently. Mm. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And Priya is asking, JBR breakfast places, please.
Oh, there are so many of them. The beach has many. And now you have a lot of other developments like The Point. And with
yeah.
great views.
Pots, pans and boards for a family breakfast is great at JBR.
Yeah.
Expectations.
Expectations.
We need to go out for breakfast. Expectations is yeah. really fantastic.
Yeah, I think. And these are not very fusion, again, very classic dishes that you would be looking for breakfast.
Eggs
again,
in every
sharing.
Way you can
yes.
ever imagine.
Absolutely.
And well priced, although there is an option.
And talking about eggs, can I also plug in Raju omelette?
You can always talk about Raju omelette on my show. What's your favourite thing to have at Raju?
I love so many things there. The rolls are fantastic because I don't think you get those wraps come rolls in many of the places here. Mm-hmm. And these cutty rolls are quite a popular item back home. So,
is there anything as me like asking as like a white girl who goes, hi, can I have things white girl spicy? Is there anything on the Raju omelette menu that you think you need to be a bit more adventurous and try this?
That's the beauty of Dubai, because you have these restaurants, like you walk into Ravi's or you walk into Raju omelette. So many people are coming from different parts of the world. They really can cater to you, because I have my colleague and my partner in crime, Debbie, who's also, you know, her blog is known as Coffee Cakes and Running. We went to Ravi's and they made it white girl spicy. And I was like, excuse me.
Well.
And she's very much, she
can take the spice.
Very, very desi palate. And she was like very upset. I said, I should be upset because, you know, like.
You love it. You say she's got a desi palate.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I think Dubai is very equipped to handle or to serve all kind of spices.
Quite
and
right. Let's talk about Cassette, because that's just opened in the last couple of weeks at the Courtyard. Yeah. Previously a space that wasn't really on my radar. I was like, is it a museum or a gallery or a furniture shop? I didn't really get it. So as you walk into the Courtyard, you've got Courtyard Playhouse on your right, and then now Cassette is on your left, and straight ahead you've got that lovely sunny area.
I quite loved it because the space was very lively. And see, these are things that are quite trendy in Dubai right now, having restaurants and eateries built in communities. They are targeting at around the, it's not
it was
like
packed when I was there at the weekend. And it feels independent. I believe it is. And it's the guy who's running it loves music. So there's a corner in the back where you can bring your own vinyl and play records, which is really fun.
You can
fun.
Buy them as well.
Can you?
Yes.
So what did you eat there?
We had pancakes and we had, I think.
Breakfast stuff.
But I was eyeing their menu again. Interestingly, it's not too much, and that's what I like about different all these places nowadays. You don't have a entire, you know, like 100 pages menu.
No. It's like drinks on one side, dishes on one side.
It's very nice that way. Again, quite reasonably priced. So and sharing portions. So it's not like, and I think people have. I think diners have also become quite conscious. We are always going out now, sharing, and it's being served like that, which is very, I think, flexible.
I had one of the best milkshakes I've ever had in my entire life there.
Where? Really?
At Cassette, yeah, it was brilliant. It was like a salted caramel vanilla milk. It was really good.
Turn on, tune in, stay in or go out.
This is The Social.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
And we are talking food, glorious food. We're joined by blogger Ishita Blisana, who is the author of Ishita Unblogged. It's about culinary, it's about travel, it's about getting out and about and discovering hidden gems and indeed new openings. And you've been here just nearly 20 years now, Ishita.
Yeah.
So you've eaten your way around Dubai.
I think when Dubai was very different at that time. So yes, and a few of them are still around, which I'm happy to.
Which say. Are your most long-standing favorite cafeterias and restaurants? Then?
I think Ravi's is there as well. I know it sounds very cliched, but honestly, these have stood the test of time. So
some are Karamas,
Special or Astadi, and a lot of these South Indian joints like Saravana Bhavan.
I love
Paragon.
We were just talking about with Scott. So I used to work in Karama, and on a Thursday we used to have Tali Thursday and try a different place every Thursday, and it remains some of my fondest foodie memories of Dubai, truly. Where's your favourite place for Tali?
I love Appa Karai.
Where's that?
Which is, again, you have in Karama. It was in the Marina region, but I think now it's shut down. Another place I think is really developing as a foodie place is JLT. Isn't it? I mean, and also if you go beyond, like Discovery Gardens is another Karama almost. So all these other the food joints which are popular in Karama are having there. So
where are your picks of JLT?
I love the Vietnamese foodies at this moment.
I love Vietnamese. They just won a Time Out Award last week. I'm so thrilled for them because Lily was a cooking teacher. Yeah. Found space in JLT, and honestly, I get Vietnamese food probably twice a week now to deliver to the office.
I think
the
it's interesting because, I think they're not like the there is space for different kind of restaurants right now in Dubai. Like if you see 21 Grams, which is doing Balkan food, I think there is a trend. I don't like using the word trend because trends are a movement, an
emergence.
I love that. I love that, Helen. So yeah, there is a movement towards restaurants which have stories, like, you know, and we have Foodie Mag has a section called Foodpreneurs, which we are very passionate about because these are small restaurants which are independent restaurants, and they have been set up with people like you and me who are passionate about food and who want to share our own food with, you know, maybe.
No one wants to eat my food. I'm more of a diner than a cooker. Really? But you're right, people coming with heart and coming with the right intentions, not necessarily thinking about, I'm going to start a global food empire.
No.
It's about, this is what I want to share. But, you know, equally, as you say, Balkan food or, you know, different cuisines, Dubai has to be ready to embrace that and support that. And I feel like we are getting there.
I think so. Because, see, the people in Dubai, they are very well traveled. So, and I've spoken to many, say, you talk about chocolate boutiques, very high-end chocolate boutiques. And you may be wondering, what are these brands? Who buys them? But if you ask them, they'll say, people here know about it. They actually go to some village in France to get that chocolate where it's grown, like that. So it's very interesting that way. I think nowhere in the world people are traveling so much. Children are traveling so much.
I know, we are so lucky.
So privileged to be in this position.
So where have you traveled with your children recently?
We just came back from Jaipur, Agra and Lucknow.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, tell me, what did you eat?
Where do I start? I really wanted to talk about this because I think I'm very passionate about talking to children about travel and trying out the food of the different places, because I think we are in that world. If we don't embrace the other, you know, the existence of other countries, culture, cuisine, I think Dubai, in that sense, this, you know, the kids who are growing up, third culture kids, are very powerful in that sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, they haven't grown up like us who are seeing the world at a, you know, at a older age. They are really traveling and they're observing. So I think it's very important. So we went to Jaipur with all these three places were with the intention of course, seeing, say, the landmarks like the palaces in Jaipur or the Taj Mahal.
But how much did you plan around the trip about what you wanted to eat?
90%. And I'm very happy that my girls have also become very fond of, you know, they're quite open towards trying out new things. So in Jaipur, it was, of course, we went to this restaurant called Lakshmi Mishtan Bhandar. It's a sweet shop, which is more than 300 years old. So, and you know how these places have become, like in India has so many places, but these places have become very popular with the foreign tourists. You can understand why, because they're quite open to the idea of, and they're very ready to welcome foreigners. They're ready to speak about their culture and the cuisine. So
what did you eat there?
We tried something called gaver. Actually, I've just put that on my Instagram today. So it's like a flour which is sieved through, which is put through a sieve onto a frying pan, and more like a kunafa. Mm-hmm. And it's soaked in sugar, obviously, syrup, of course. And it has got malai, which is like cream, or mawa, which is another binder, milk based. Then there is this onion kachoris, which are superb. I mean, excellent to die for.
Inspiration for staying in or going out. We've got you covered.
Joined by food blogger Ishita. Where can people find you online, Ishita?
Ishita Unblogged is the name of my blog and my social media handles. And Food Emag, FoodEmag. That's our online platform where we talk about food and travel beyond Dubai.
Staying with food and travel, I want to hear more about your recent trip. So Jaipur,
yeah.
Where else were you?
We were in Agra and then Lucknow. Now, these are all very food-rich cities. Jaipur, I want to mention about the royal thali we had in one of the palaces.
And what makes it royal?
It's served in gold the leaf? Silver. Yes, it's served in on a silver plate with silver cutlery.
Did it taste better than something you'd get in Saravanan Bhavan?
I'll have to be honest, it is really good.
Okay.
So, you feel that whether you want to show a different India to your kids, mm-hmm. and you have family around, and then you're like mesmerized by the royalty and grandeur. I think that's worth it. Then we went to Agra. Again, Agra has, of course, the Taj Mahal. But apart from that, there's a Chaat Gali. Gali is a lane. So where you have these food kiosks. And interestingly, there was this guy who has actually come on MasterChef India. He's got a small food kiosk and everybody's saying, you have to try the pasta from there.
What?
Like, are you serious? But he's actually done an Indian version of the pasta.
What was it like?
Like, he said, okay, the best selling is the mixed one, the red and the white sauce. I said, okay, go ahead. So it was like with coriander and chili. I don't know. I mean, Helen, you just have to eat it. But
would you eat it again?
I would.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. It's past the test then.
Yeah. And then there were like different kind of pani puri flavorings.
Yummy.
So it's absolutely gorgeous.
Staying with TV, your friend of yours has just opened a new restaurant in London and she's been on Chef's Table, no less.
Yeah. So Asma Khan, I just wanted, because we are talking about food and I think this is the, recently I've been so inspired by her because Asma Khan, she opened her restaurant Darjeeling Express last year. Her blog was Darjeeling Express and she had all these pop-ups. And she used to cook all these heritage recipes, guarded recipes from her family when she had gone to UK. And the pop-ups became popular. And last year she opened a restaurant and 1 year hence she's on Chef's Table.
That's
so she's
so cool.
And the way she shows how the biryani is cooked in dam, the steam, under steam, I think she's done a fantastic job of retaining the heritage out there in the UK.
I need to ask you, where's next for you? Where are you dining out next?
I want to go to the beach canteen because I was traveling when it all opened. So I love the vibe. I love the fact that there's so many new...
I have to say, this is probably my favourite one yet. So this is just kind of on Nes Nes Beach behind Sunset Mall. I went there at the weekend with the kids and it was packed, absolutely packed. There's a carousel, there was live music. They're doing movie screenings.
Wow.
And of course, lots and lots of food. I'm going to have to leave you there, but will you come back? I promise I won't grill you again.
No. I would love to come back.
Good. Because there's more I want to ask you. Ishita, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you so
us
much,
this
Helen.
Hour.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.